Allah, help me understanding of Islam. Allah, help me understanding of Islam.
Some Madani pearls of giving salam. So when meeting a Muslim, it is sunnah to say salam to him. Yani there is also a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as-salamu qabla al-kalam. Yani salam before talking. So make it your habit whenever you talk to someone, then always give salam to them first. And then whatever you want to talk about, but always start with the salam. And alhamdulillah, so when a person gives salam, what is he saying? In actual fact, he is saying that your wealth, your dignity, your respect, and your honor is in my protection. And he considers haram to interfere with any of these things. So that is the beauty of giving salam to one another. It is rewardable to say salam to Muslims no matter how many times you meet in a day, even if one leaves and enters a room frequently. It is a sunnah to be the first in saying salam. So whenever you see someone, like I said, it doesn't have to be someone you know, but anyone that you meet, either be your relative, it could be anyone, be the first one to give salam. And also, if that person is smaller than you, then you still should give salam to them as well. The scholars, they say that the one who says salam first is closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. Yani the one who gives salam first, he is the one who is closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. So always, like I said, make it your habit to give salam to the person. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, when you make your habit of giving salam, Inshallah Azza wa Jal, you'll see that you'll make more friends, and Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you'll have people coming to you, and people will love you for that because you are giving salam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said in Shu'bul Iman, the one who says salam first is free from pride. So if you give salam first, then you don't have pride in you. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, what will happen is, Inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will not have that arrogance and pride inside yourself. 19 mercies descend upon the one who says salam first, and 10 mercies descend upon the one who replies. Now, if you take that into a worldly kind of a system, if someone was to say salam first, they'll get 90 pounds, and someone who replies to that will get 10 pounds. Where would you think majority of the people will go? Obviously, they're going to go for the 90 pounds. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we learn from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is being quoted in Kimiya Sa'adat as well, that whenever you give salam, always be the first one to give salam, because you get 90 mercies for giving salam to a person. One gets 10 virtues for saying assalamu alaikum, 20 virtues for wa rahmatullah, and if you add for wa barakatuhu, all together you will get 30 good deeds. So 10 good deeds for assalamu alaikum, another 10 for wa rahmatullah, another 10 for wa barakatuhu. So that's 30 good deeds. So try to mention assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu and get the whole reward. We don't want half the reward. We don't want a reward that is partially. No, we want the full reward. And inshallah azawajal, for that is trying to give for salam full. And sometimes people add the word Jannatul Maqam, Dozahul Haram, Mayartum Musalman. The ulama have not mentioned anything regarding this as well. And Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he states on page number 409 of Fatawa Razviya, one should at least say the words Assalamu Alaikum. It is better to add wa rahmatullah and best to add wa barakatuh, but nothing more. Then the one replying must at least say the same words. However, it is better to add more in reply. For example, if someone says Assalamu Alaikum, then when you reply, you should say wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. If someone says Assalamu Alaikum wa rahmatullah, then it is better to say wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And if someone says Assalamu Alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, then you should reply with the same words, as there are no other words that you can add on to that as well. Similarly, one can get 30 virtues by saying wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It is wajib, obligatory, to reply to salam immediately in a voice audible to the one who says salam. Yani if someone has said to you assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, now you've heard that person say salam to you, now it is wajib, it is necessary for you to reply to the salam by saying wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And then inshallah azza wa jal, remember that we'll try to learn the pronunciation of that as well. So make sure you pronounce it properly as well.